Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, designing basements where kids can play and relax. Information at callmosby.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Kindergarten is a time for big lessons. Writing out the alphabet and numbers is one. Learning how to tie shoelaces is another. And it's no surprise that getting good at such skills is often accompanied by myriad emotions, especially when it doesn't come easily or takes a little longer than it does for peers. For young St. Louisan Ava Johnson, doing a proper cartwheel was a major struggle. Big feels. So her mom, media professional Arika Parr, decided the best way to spot her daughter was to encourage a shift in perspective. Now, spoiler alert, Erica's daughter now does cartwheels all over the place, so her approach worked. And it's also resulted in a joint project, a book they co-wrote called But What Can You Do? And Ava Johnson and Erica Parr join us now to talk about it. Erica and Ava, welcome to St. Louis on the Air.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
So Ava, I'm going to start with you. How you were feeling and thinking back then when you were struggling to do a cartwheel, what do you remember about what made it so hard?
Well, I remember that I was really sad. Mm-hmm. I was like, felt really bad. And like a lot of people at school could do cartwheels. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to do one.
Yeah. So the book does show that a friend was helping you. You just mentioned the other kids who could do it. Did it make you feel better that, you know, that your friends were trying to help you, or did it actually make you feel more frustrated?
It made me feel better, but like it made me feel frustrated because I couldn't do one.
Mm-hmm. And were kids doing these like at the playground, at the park? Where was this happening?
It was happening on the playground, like basically everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Was there a particular part of the cartwheel that you were having a lot of trouble with?
Yes. Uh-huh. I was trying to, like, my legs, they kept bending.
Uh-huh.
And yeah.
Like bending in the air?
Yeah.
Okay. Were you afraid of falling, maybe?
I don't know.
Yeah. So, Erica, did helping Ava immediately involve conversations about perspective, or were there some other things that you tried before that?
No, definitely. I was just mom on the go, like, in encouraging her that just what moms and parents do. Oh, you'll be able to do it. Don't mm-hmm. worry. Just keep practicing.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like, just keep trying, sugar. You know, I call her sugar,
yeah.
Sugar mama. But and I just would encourage her that way. So the deep conversation didn't come until a little bit later.
Right. I mean, as a parent, how did it feel to see Ava struggling with something like this? I mean, the dedication involves your parents, right?
Right.
Did you consult with them about what you should do?
So it felt at first, because something like a cartwheel and you're in pre-K, kindergarten, first grade, second grade, seems like it could be small, right? So I just encouraged her until one day I just realized this is bigger than just what she is displaying. Like, I mm-hmm. want her to know that her big deal, even though for me it might be a little deal,
yeah.
right? Because I'm a grown up, I'm a adult. Her big deal is going to be a big deal to me when she's 4 years old, 5 years old, and when she's 14 and 15 years old. So mm-hmm. I really wanted to let her know that I saw that she was struggling and I was there with her.
Yeah. Ava, could you feel that your mom was supporting you?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you spot her physically?
You mean like try to
like try to help her get those legs over?
We did YouTube. We put Post-its on the floor. Like,
oh,
yeah, we
okay.
She practiced everywhere we went on vacation, at the beach, in
yeah.
the parks,
okay.
everywhere, in the living room, right?
Right.
So she was in gymnastics class. Mm. It still didn't, nothing
okay.
helped.
Yeah, yeah. Now, getting to a book, it mm-hmm. seems like there will be a lot of steps in between, maybe those Post-its were an inspiration
right.
to turn into a book, what your experience was. But what was the inspiration for that?
It was really Ava, because when I decided just one day to really lean in, she was crying And this was years, Elaine, like,
oh,
you know, like
okay.
years. And I tried to help her. Even her teachers in pre-K tried to help her. And I thought I was doing what I needed to do, putting her in gymnastic classes, but it didn't work. And so, mm-hmm. like you mentioned earlier, when you see your kid struggling with something, you want to try to help, right? I don't want to save her, though. I didn't
right.
want to save her, but I did want to help her. And so I just asked her, you know, we just kind of called a thing. And Ava, no, you can't do a cartwheel yet,
mm-hmm.
but what can you do?
Right.
And I encouraged her to create a list of all the things that she was good at,
mm-hmm.
right? Because she was really stuck up on this cartwheel, but she could do so many other cool things.
Yeah.
And so that was the basis of our book.
Okay. Ava, coming up with those things that you could do, what did you write down on the list? And was it easy to think of those things?
Well, kind of a little bit because, like, I was just stuck on one thing. But, like, I, like, thought of I was really good at hula hooping. Well, my mom, she helped me with it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she said, oh, yeah, you're good at washing your hands,
mm-hmm.
eating your veggies, being a good daughter. And, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, all of those things are very much things to be proud of. Washing of hands, I'm a parent. I
yes.
can attest to how hard that can be. So as you were writing those things down and making the list, how did it make you feel about yourself and your abilities?
Well, it made me feel good because it's one small problem and I could do like all these really good things.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
And did you think about some of those good things even as you're trying to master the cartwheel?
Yes.
Yeah. When did you get it?
Well, my friend, Ida May, she taught me. She's my best friend. She taught me how to do one. And then, like, I was kind of, like, doing it, but she kept saying, like, do not bend your legs. So then mm-hmm. I kept trying, and then finally I did it.
Okay. I imagine keeping them stiff would be kind of... Can you do a cartwheel, Erica?
Absolutely not.
No, okay. Just have to check on that.
No, I cannot.
So in this journey to having the book published, was there a cartwheel for you?
That's a great question. Ava, do you want to help with that?
Sure.
What was Mommy's cartwheel with the publishing of the book?
Her cartwheel was that, like, she was scared to publish the book because she thought, like, that people wouldn't like the book. But I just told her, it doesn't matter what people think about the book. It only matters what you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So really getting it out. Like,
yeah.
it was done. We self-published,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But really sharing it with the world was my cartwheel.
Mm-hmm.
And she's right. She encouraged, we ended up telling the world in the parking lot of her piano lesson.
Yeah.
Because she just
yeah.
said, Mom, just do it.
Yeah.
And we just did a video and everybody, you know, received it.
Mm-hmm. Where was that apprehension coming from, Erica? Especially since, you know, you have been in St. Louis media
right.
as a radio personality, you know, working in events and that sort of
mm-hmm.
thing in the community. What was it that made that difficult?
I think, Elaine, because I didn't have a plan, right? And I can even be emotional now, like with all those things that you mentioned, I always had a plan. I was very strategic, but this one was very... vulnerable. This was very organic. This was my daughter's story,
mm-hmm.
right? And so as a parent, and then as someone who I never intended for any of this to happen, right?
Yeah.
So I'm so grateful as it's happening and unfolding. But I think it was just because this was me.
Yeah.
This wasn't me behind a mic or in front of a this was me and my daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How does it feel to hear your mom say that, Ava?
It feels good.
Yeah. You're the inspiration for many things. Well, and part of the inspiration is what has also happened
mm-hmm.
with this book. Well, hopefully we'll get to the publishing company a little bit later. But there's also a stage adaptation.
Yes.
And that adaptation will premiere this Wednesday at Metro Theater Company. And that's just a stone's throw away from where we're sitting right now. And so I'd like to bring another voice into the conversation. Aloha Michaud is a St. Louisan and plays the role of Ava in that Metro Theater Company production. Ava, aloha. There are a lot of A names today. Aloha, welcome to St. Louis on the Air.
Thank you, Elaine.
So aloha, you know, you are a full-grown adult, you know, playing
kinda, yeah.
Ava in this production.
Mm-hmm.
What has that been like?
Oh my goodness. I was actually just thinking about that. And I think it grows every day because we've been touring this play for about 2 months almost. Mm-hmm. And it becomes more meaningful every time I do it. To be an adult woman playing a child is actually a really big blessing, because as adults, you don't really get to tap into your, you know, your kid-like essence as much as maybe you should. Yeah. So there's like a new joy that has kind of entered my life too. Yeah. So, and even just sitting here watching you interview this duo, dynamic duo, is even more meaningful. Yeah. Just the mom and daughter, like, since it's beautiful.
What is the extent to which you could relate to Ava's experience? So, for example, you know, is there something that you remember really struggling with as a child, you know, that was your cartwheel of sorts? Mm.
You know what mine was, Ava?
What?
The hula hoop. Yeah, like my friend had to teach me how to do the hula hoop because I could not keep my hips like moving in like rotation, you know. But and it took a friend and it wasn't my mom or my brother or, you know, my dad or anyone. It was a friend that maybe was, you know, was just like me, but mm-hmm. could do something that I couldn't do. And then I taught her something she couldn't do.
Yeah.
So that was like, I guess, a physical cartwheel. Mm-hmm. But the emotional one, ooh, almost kind of like Erica, is just like taking a leap and not thinking about what people will think me being this adult woman playing a kid,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
In a lot of ways, if you're not, you know, willing to jump and willing to commit to something that, you know, different mm-hmm. than you are, then you won't get the most out of it.
Yeah.
So my cartwheel was just committing completely to this role and like to the story, because mm-hmm. I'm helping tell y'all story and I'm just so emotional about it.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And the story that we're talking about is the story of Erica Parr and Ava Johnson, a mother-daughter duo, co-authors of But What Can You Do? And we're speaking also with Aloha Michaud, who's mm-hmm. the actress who's playing the role of Ava in the Metro Theater Company production of But What Can You Do? Ava, how have you been helping Aloha?
I don't really know because, I don't know. She just acts like me mm-hmm. as a kid.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Is it kind of weird to see an adult trying to be like you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know it is. But you know what? I really think this was written in the stars for us, Ava. We're both Virgos.
Oh, okay.
We like the same colors a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she has this kind of cheerful, joyful, bubbly personality, and I do too. I think it really fits in with who I am naturally. Yeah. So I feel like this role really just dropped into my lap like perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and you're in braids today, which is also the way that Ava is depicted on the cover of the book. Erica, for your part, I mean, this book being turned into a stage production mm-hmm. by a children's theater company. Mm-hmm. What about that makes sense to you?
You know, Jackie's not here. Jacqueline Thompson is the director.
Mm-hmm.
And her go-to word for this whole experience and what Aloha was kind of saying too is serendipity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who knew?
Yeah.
I didn't know. The woman who plays me in the play, her real name is Erica.
Shout out to Ricky.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
She went to the school that Ava currently goes to.
Yes.
Oh.
Aloha graduated from the school I graduated from, mm-hmm. as did another actor in the play.
Okay.
Jacqueline, who's the director, saw the book on social media and bought it for her nephew. Mm-hmm. And that's how this all came to be.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Ava love live theater. So we were always fans of Metro, but who knew that all of this was going to come together
yeah.
like
yeah.
this?
Yeah.
So it's really written.
Yeah.
This is a very, very St. Louis story.
It's so St. Louis. We love it. It's so St. Louis. In St. Louis, the community has really risen, like just gathered us up and embraced us. So we're so grateful.
Along with this production, you speak, Erica, with people at schools. Mm-hmm. You're talking with children. Mm-hmm. You're also talking with adults.
Yes.
Have there been any questions that adults have asked you or comments that they have made that really shows that this is a book that's arriving at the right time?
Yes, because they say they need the book themselves. Mm-hmm. That was never the intention, right? But even in just conversation with my friends, if we're, you know, talking about something and maybe we're lamenting that something is frustrating us, we'll hit each other with, but what can you do?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, like, it just in conversation, and when you think, we always are really highlighting what the problem is sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. And what you focus on expands. Yeah. That's what I always teach Ava. And so as adults, sometimes we don't always give ourselves credit and celebrate what's so great about us as adults and just people in general. And so I think grown-ups have really shared with me that this book has helped them in that way.
Mm-hmm. And these have been grown-ups in corporate settings, right? We're not just talking about at schools. I found that really interesting. And also the title of the book, there's nothing italicized, but the way that you say, but what can you do, which almost sounds like resignation versus, but what can you do? Which does sound like encouragement, right? What has it been like to describe very quickly, Aloha, to other, like to adults, that this is the play that you are performing in?
You know what? I just think my energy being Ava is like telling them to come.
Okay.
I can't even, being around you has been such a blessing and a encouragement. I'm just exuding Ava everywhere I go right
people
now.
People have come up to me and told me that.
Yeah.
I'm exuding this amazing little lady, and she's, now we're like Siamese twins, girl.
So the final question to you, Ava, how does it feel now that this story of yours is going to be on a stage?
Well, I really like it, and I feel really good about it. And, like, all the characters, I really got to pick them out. I got to pick the cast list out, and this felt really good. It feels really good. Amazing.
That is pretty amazing. Congratulations to you. Ava Johnson is co-author and protagonist of the book, But What Can You Do? Erica Parr is Ava's mom and co-author and founder of the Ava and Mommy Publishing Company. And Aloha Michaud is the actress who plays the lead role of Ava in Metro Theater Company's production of But What Can You Do? The play. Thank you all for joining us today, and
good
luck with the show this week.
Thank you so much, Elaine.
This episode was produced by Jada Jones.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.